Marijuana has long had a reputation as a gateway drug, a gateway to bad friends, bad behavior, and harder drugs. That's got some parents worried as marijuana use climbs among teens. But a new study out of the University of Pennsylvania could help ease those fears, Liz Tung reports.
Penn researcher Dan Bromer says marijuana's bad reputation is partly rooted in studies from the 90s, connecting pot with serious behavioral problems.
It looked very strong and it looked very scary.
To test those findings, Bromer and his colleagues launched a study that followed nearly 400 10 to 12-year-olds over a span of 5 years. They used questionnaires and urine tests to find out what drugs the kids were using, along with how they were behaving. They recently analyzed that data. And the results?
We found no relationship between using marijuana and seeking out peers who use marijuana, and no relationship with conduct problems.
Instead, they found that it's behavioral problems that predict marijuana use. Bromer says it's possibly a kind of self-medication for troubled kids. But pot isn't completely off the hook. Bromer says it can cause dependency, and researchers still need to find out how it relates to depression and other mental health diagnoses. For WHYY, I'm Liz Tung.